hippe start-up tot ijzersterke multinational. Iedereen praat mee op New Business Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to NWP's Water Talks on New Business Radio. Today we're talking about the Partner for Water program and especially the Room for the River project in Argentina. Studio guests are Janet Tapia, project manager at NWP's Dutch Resilience Hub, and Kees van der Lucht, regional manager Wereld Waternet. And in this fourth and last part of the podcast radio special, I would like to talk about the future and the impact of COVID. But you guys, during the break, you guys were really discussing the matter further. And Janet, what's on your mind? What would you like to ask Kees right away?
Yeah, we had a really nice discussion because I was really curious if, you know, you're working with the community on, you know, what are the alternative scenarios. And of course, they want to improve their quality of life, their situation, but they also don't want to, you know, change their life to change so much. But I was just curious on how is climate change and, you know, the risk that they have for flooding impacting this discussion, because I believe if if you know that you are at risk, and that brings a little bit more pressure on finding alternatives. How did that work in that project, Kees?
Yeah, climate change indeed is important, but for the people in the informal settlements, poor, they are more or less living from day to day, and I think climate change, when there's a flooding and then they move out of their house and then they come back and pick the things together. So awareness and education is key to change that and to work on that. That should be that's an important element of the solution. But there is a big difference between the informal settlements. We also had a follow-up project for industrial areas, and that's an other picture. That's about companies who feel the climate change in floodings and in droughts. So their business can't continue with the floodings, damage, drought. They don't have water for the processes, and that's an urgency that asks for action. So
are they more aware because of that? Because it's an economical driver.
Yeah. So it's in the. It's becoming an issue in the board because the business stops more often. Changes solutions. That's also talking about investments. And when the business can be improved and damage can be prevented. Then you need money. And if the... the business profits from it, then you have a business case.
But does the awareness always depend, can I say on the way you are invested with your money economically? Or is that too blunt?
No, it's not about only about money. In the end, it's about money. But it's in the first place about awareness about the challenge and having the intention for the solution and wanting to cooperate with the people that you need for the solution. Mm-hmm. Because industrial area, we started with the water quality, but talking about climate change, process water, industry is also talking and thinking now about reuse the water they already have, about the recycle. So using the process water they have in another way. And those are things that they can't do alone. That's another way of thinking. Mm-hmm. So yes, you need money, but you also need innovation and be willing to change your business in another way.
I think I wanted to address a little bit the question. are folks that are more economically invested in an area more likely to feel the pinch of, you know, climate change on their pockets. But I, to be honest, I also, you know, work in other urban deltas, and we do see that communities rich and poor sometimes have this reluctance because they have these ties to the area. But I think also a part that Case really mentioned that is really important is awareness of risk. Are they, you know, do you have an education campaign to make the folks really be aware of, you know, what their, you know, is your property in the floodplain? What type of risk are you facing? Mm-hmm. What will happen if, you know, the river rises the river levels rise?
Yeah.
What will happen to your property, you know, to your family? So I think that's awareness of, you know, education, and I see that in self-help development, but also in, even wealthy communities.
Case, what would you say, where's the, what's the status of the project now, 2021 summer?
Yeah, we ended where we were in 2019. The project was ended. We had our project. The project within parts of the results were 8 projects as follow up. We had the organizations who were in the lead. We were stimulating the ownership, and we were working out this project, these solutions. And while we were doing that, the pesos in Argentina collapsed.
Yeah.
And right after that, there were elections, and there came a new party in charge. And in Argentina, when there is a new party in charge, then the whole top of the organization changes.
Yeah, they swap it.
They swap it and
red to blue, blue to red, whatever.
Yes, like in the United States.
Yeah.
So our platform, our platform we created, the network, was fully changed. So the people who were working together were not there anymore.
Mm.
So we had to start again.
So it was a negative change.
That was certainly a negative change. That's really starting up again. We don't know that in the Netherlands, but you can see it very good in the United States. So you have to build up more or less again your network.
How frustrating was that?
Very frustrating.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah,
were people even inspired enough to pick it up again? You know, from the Dutch perspective, even.
Yeah, the people, but it takes time to build up the network again, and then it's important also to have the embassy there. Who are there when we are not there anymore.
Yeah.
So they and NWP is doing the same, is creating new possibilities for meeting each other online.
Yeah.
Because the third one was Corona.
Yeah, COVID, Corona.
So we were starting up again the network, and then we had Corona. So,
bam.
So, and where we are now, it is going on, for example, with ISA. The connection is there again. We are working together in a project in Cape Town, and we initiated now a new meeting again with all the organizations. So we are working on that, and that's I think an important restart. On the other hand, also the developing banks like World Bank, CAF, and IDB are still interesting in the projects.
Okay.
We have as a result of the project, but it needs time again. So it's a restart, and it will help when we can go there again, because you can do a lot online, but
even more when you're over there in person. Yeah, guys, we're approaching the end of this podcast radio special. But first, Janet, I would like to ask you, and please keep it short, how does this project in Argentina show what is possible in international cooperation around water resilience?
Yeah, I think the example that Casey's bringing, it really shows the possibilities in other urban deltas. We have the Partners for Water is working in several other regions in the world. And there's definitely already, you know, that Delta team, that embassy, that consulate that is working with local partners. There are organizations here in the Netherlands that have experience in these different urban deltas. So I think definitely that shows this footprint for cooperation that can also be replicated in other parts. Also in the same watershed in Argentina, we hope, but also in other countries.
Having said that, what would you think is your main takeaway? What should listeners know after listening to this special?
I think the challenges that your city, your river may be experiencing are things very similar to what we have experienced in the past here. Mm-hmm. And the Netherlands has this maturity in being able to, you know, cooperate in this type of issues. And also, you know, the Dutch water sector has already left the boundaries of the Netherlands long time ago. There are long-standing cooperations in Colombia and Indonesia and Bangladesh.
Argentina.
In Argentina as well. So this can happen in other places as well.
Nice. How about you, Kees? What would your main takeaway be?
Yeah, I think learn from each other. So like Buenos Aires and Amsterdam are working together, and within Buenos Aires organizations are working together. That's necessary. Feel the same urgency, create the same dreams, and go for it.
Nice. That wraps it up for this Water Talks, a podcast and radio special by the Netherlands Water Partnership, NWP, and New Business Radio. This edition of Water Talks is powered by the Partners for Water program. And special guests today were Janet Tapia. She's project manager at NWP's Dutch Resilience Hub. And she was my co-host today. Thank you very much. And Kees van der Lucht, regional manager at Wild Waternet. Thank you very much, guys. Great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you got inspired listening. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us on social media, obviously. We're mainly on LinkedIn. Please do not hesitate and let us know your thoughts, questions, and comments. We're happy to help, and maybe we can answer your questions in the next Water Talks. Bye.
Dit is New Business Radio.